The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the land that I love, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. Joining me today, as always, is my right-hand man, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
What up?
Back in Studio B, we've got, I think just Dogwater Dick. But we do have a very, very full studio. We got some fine young men from Enslave the Creation and Battle of the Band.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Slick.
Hi. Out of the park. It's good to be back, ladies and gentlemen. How are you? I hope Nick and Jamie didn't screw things up too much for me last week.
Yeah, you didn't bother to listen.
Yet, it's been a busy week. I've been traveling.
Well, we did good. I thought it was a good show, and I re-listened to it, and I just noticed that and at the front of it for me.
Now you know why I don't listen to shows.
Nick, that's your signature.
Yeah,
well, I think that's part of like the magic that is you.
Yeah, right. It's not a verbal crutch with you so much as it is a character prop.
Yeah,
I noticed when I did it less, I enjoyed the show more.
That's what my masturbation is like.
That's so weird. I don't know if that works.
I lost a shoe.
Hey, no Riku dumps after creepy sex jokes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And that was a Riku dump.
It's not appropriate.
Okay.
Can I go?
Yes, that's better. Yes. Yeah, after a creepy sex joke, you can always play her saying that.
Yeah. I love having my own buzzer. Okay, I'm sorry. All right. I could do that all day.
Back to the show.
Right.
How was your week, Nick?
It was good, man. I got to go bowling with Penny and Mikey on Friday. It was really fun. And I tried to get out to the Yuri's night to go take my girl dancing in outer space. And, man, it's so hard to go out late now that I'm in my 40s, whatever, you know? Fuck, it sucks. But and then we had Sienna, where it was really good going in. I had a French onion soup. Mm. And I had and Mikey had some lobster bisque, and of course we share everything, you know.
A couple black dudes in that shit too.
Nick, why do you always have to reduce it to sex?
I think the waiter was Asian. But
it is scary.
Anywho, so and it's 2-for-1 prime rib as well. So eat that and some mac and cheese, and then in the middle of the night at like 2-3 in the morning. Both ends, gentlemen.
Oh, no.
At the same time.
Oh, it sucked. Did you just climb into the bathtub at that point?
Sitting on the toilet, and I grabbed this box that is it's a wooden box that isn't closed off or anything.
So the puke
just went through it.
Oh, Jesus.
It's just like a peaches crate.
Exactly.
It just
That's
separates
what it, was.
It into many streams of puke.
So that was my weekend.
It was the mac and cheese?
I don't know what it was, man. It smelled like the French onion soup, if you ask me.
Well, that's because that's what we ate.
It was gnarly.
There's not even dangerous stuff in onions.
That's too bad.
I don't know. Maybe the combination of cheeses or something. I don't know, man, but it sucked. More shit that sucked. Sucks getting old. Body's breaking down. Man, I didn't mean to bring the show down.
Let's
just go home.
I guess to turn the spotlight back to me real quick, I had a great vacation, ladies and gentlemen. I took 10 whole days off of work.
Right.
Jesus.
It was really awesome. I recommend everybody do it at least once every 8 years. It helps not kill other people. We had a great time.
You and the fam, right?
The girlfriend, the daughter, and I, we all drove down in the middle of the night to Las Vegas. Stayed at her parents' house, did the Easter thing, a little Easter barbecue. Diana's mom had a friend who came over, learned I knew a little bit of guitar.
called friends he knew in the area, went around, got two acoustic guitars to bring back over to the house so he and I could jam together.
That's cool. Wow.
And then when I was like, oh, you know, I'm not that good. I just know some chords. I play a little rhythm. He's like, oh, but you can sing, right? I'm like, yeah, I can sing and play chords. He's like, super. I'll just play all your leads. Wow. And we, so it was a little, here's all the covers I know.
Is he going to come and record with you now?
No. Oh. No, his name is Dang.
Dang.
D-A-A-N-G or something like that. He's Laotian.
Yeah. Oh, he's not just a cool guy.
No.
He didn't choose
that's
that
not
name.
A hipster
his,
name.
His born name is
that
Dang.
That is his born name
I want
is
my name
Dang.
To be Dang. Dang.
Oh, Dang.
And Dang. Dang was cool.
What else happened? Did you go on any rides or anything?
Well, we took Rika to the Adventure Dome at the so we went around. We took her out. We had the Heart Attack Burger. We walked around Fremont Street. Showed her a lot of the Strip. And we saw
did
dolphins.
Nobody had a heart attack though.
No,
that's good.
But we did see some people not finish their burgers, and this little person of a waitress get to take a big old like pizza pie paddle. And, like, take running leaps at them, like, running starts and just whack them in the ass for not finishing their burgers.
Seriously. Whoa.
So if you ever go to the Heart Attack Grill, be sure to finish your burger or don't.
Thanks.
Sexually. And then we dropped her off with Diana's folks, and we went and got a hotel room for ourselves. They upgraded us to a suite because it was 10 o'clock on a Monday night when we were checking in, and fuck it, I guess. And we had a great time, a great view of the big old Ferris wheel that they got down there now. And
did you ride it?
No, but we sat across from it and enjoyed ourselves in the hotel room.
She could take Chrome off a trailer hitch.
Hey, now. Hey, now.
Royce is scary.
And then the next day, all hungover, we took my kid. I'm going to get back to the kid now to get away from all that.
Jesus.
We took the kid to Circus Circus. And speaking of rides, well, we got as far as getting on a ride and the seats locked in before she said, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to get off, Daddy. And I've just spent $30 a pop on these goddamn bracelets to take her on a goddamn roller coaster.
Did you let her out? I would have made her go. I'd be all, we can't get out now. You're in it.
The lady doing the ride heard her and automatically popped the seats back open.
No.
They don't want screaming, crying kids. This isn't Disneyland.
Oh,
this is Circus Circus Las Vegas. Everybody's happy.
Honey, if you said you're going, you're
and
going.
And so we stormed around, and then Diana and I played some video games and made Riku watch. And then we got into bumper cars, and I made her have to be my passenger and not drive her own, even though that was the tallest ride you had to be, and she was tall enough to ride it by herself.
Oh, was that cruel punishment?
It was like eating candy in front of her. Like we were totally mean to her for like the next 2 hours.
Wow. Your mother's a whore.
Yeah, so is yours. And then we took a long leisurely drive back home, stopping in the lovely Nevada communities of the ghost town of Rhyolite, Beatty. We stopped and saw the clown collection in Tonopah. I know that's a
creepy
favorite of Rick's.
The clown motel is my favorite.
The wall Did you go of to clown the... figurines oh, in oh. the office.
And does it still have the chubby toothless guy at the counter?
He was an older gentleman doing paying some bills. Oh. Again, it was like a Tuesday.
I love the chubby toothless guy. He was like, you want a muffin? Wednesday. It's free with the room. I made it.
No, we did not have that guy.
Did you walk in the Miner Cemetery? Because the Clown Motel is the same parking lot as the Miner Cemetery from 1911.
We saw that We saw that right as we put the car in gear, and Diane and I looked at each other and said, nah, we spent 2 hours in Rhyolite. We need to get home before dark. So we did not stop for the cemetery.
The Clown Motel and the
we
cemetery.
We spent a lot of time in the ghost town. It was a lot of fun. The ghost town, the bottle house, like this guy made out of like bottles and daub in like freaking 1880, and it's still there. It's like bottles, like glass bottles. It's really, you're all looking at me like I'm weird. It's really cool Nevada history. Fuck you.
No, I like it.
And then I found graffiti on a ghost town wall that said U.S. at war with Hitler, 1942 or 40. Yeah, 42. That'd be right.
Was that like that? What is that?
It was just old graffiti on a wall of a bank from that had closed in the 1920s.
But why would you again?
Duh.
I mean, U.S. at war with Hitler, 1940. That's not that.
It was written then.
Right. But I know. But why would you write that even then? It's like.
Because you're a dumb 17-year-old and that never changes. Because largely, who puts graffiti in ghost towns and in, like, you know, mines and caves? Stupid teenagers on drugs. Let's come on now.
What else do you do?
That's true. It's true.
And then we made it home, and then I pretended I wasn't at home for 2 days and just ignored everybody and stayed in my house. And,
oh, that must be awesome.
And I tilled the garden, and we...
Is that code?
No.
Okay.
No, I actually, like, dug up the whole garden, and we're going to plant a bunch of shit.
I tilled the garden.
What is wrong with you, Richard, and your filthy mind?
I'm sorry.
I had a lot of sex with a girlfriend. In the mud.
It actually smells pretty good.
In the mud?
In the mud.
Is that code?
Yeah. No, that's code.
Literally in the mud in the backyard.
Filthy.
And yeah, there was some cat shit in it, too.
Well, welcome back, Reverend.
So yeah, that was my long, obnoxious week. Rick, how was your weekend? Please be shorter.
Oh, it was fucking great.
Awesome. Gina, moving along.
Yeah, exactly. Gina Rose. I recorded Gina Rose, and she's a 16-year-old girl, it turns out. We knew she was underage. I didn't know she was 16. So I worked with high school kids this weekend. But
very cool.
Fucking amazing, like really, really good songs. Like, I'm shocked. And this 16-year-old girl, all of her friends got together and got the money together and got the talent together to, like, full drums, everything. So I was really blessed to get to be a part of that. It was actually hella fun, and they're really great people. And you forget when you're hanging out with them that they're, like, you know, old, young enough to be my grandchildren almost, like almost biologically right. possible.
Well, it kind of like ye old Michelle and Carter there. They started out as youngins, and look at them now.
Yeah, yeah. They're people of the world.
Yep.
But anyway, let's talk about the people
Rock
who are here today.
There's people here?
Yes. And like, well, in Studio A, because they're the tops, we've got most of Enslave the Creation with us today. Can we go left to right, state your name for and your position in the team?
Yeah.
State your name, man.
Yeah, well, I'm Michael Stewart, and I play guitar.
Chris Portugal, resident Mexican of the band.
I'm Eric Marks, bass and stage sexy.
Stage sexy. And who is not with you today?
That'd be Jer-Bear Klein. He's down in Sacramento right now. So.
Because he's a loser.
Yeah.
But do you have a robot?
We did. We brought Digital Jared.
Digital
with us.
Jared.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right.
Daddy, why is the drummer always the slow one?
Because they are, honey.
Not in this case, however. He's exactly. Perfect.
And then over in Studio B, we've got a group of fine young actors here to talk about their upcoming show, Battle of the Band. Gentlemen, in whatever particular order you feel like, please state your name for the record and microphone.
Well, my name is Cameron, and I'm a writer slash director slash songwriter of this. And
egotistical prick.
Yeah. Well, that's what, dude, whatever, man. That's
what slashes, man.
Slashes, dude. Okay. Yeah. That'd be myself, and then to my right.
I'm Matt Biondi, creator, co-writer, cinematographer, director of photography for the show.
Smooth, silky voice provider.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you for admitting the slashes.
Yes, I admit those slashes. And then over here we have...
I'm Bill Ware, and I just kind of elbowed my way into this project.
Luckily for us.
He's co-directing.
Yeah.
And then we got...
Oh, yeah. I'm Ryan Kelly. Yeah, Ryan Kelly here playing their vocalist for the show and really happy to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a cokehead vocalist.
The character is a cokehead. I myself...
Don't lie.
All right, well, we're going to get back to some more of that later. It's nice to talk to you guys. We'll be back with you in a second. But I think we've been here for a minute. I think it's about time for a song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right. Do you guys want to start us off with something?
Sure.
Set it up for us, please.
What song? Do we get to choose? We get to choose a song?
Hell yeah. Unless, tell us about it.
Unless Rick
tell
is
us the
already...
meaning behind the song.
Okay, well, let's play. This song's called Grotesque Abnormality, and it's a love song I wrote for my mother.
Well, wait, I don't have
any. Keep it real. In the Guido household.
Is that really what you want?
Yeah.
Is that the one that said grotesquical?
That's probably, that's it. Since okay. Mike named it, that would be.
I thought, does that mean like grotesquical or grotesque?
We're trying cool. both.
Okay, you
it's
guys ready?
It's a working title, yeah.
There it is.
Ah!
Let me just pick my face up off the floor.
Oh,
and put it
shit. Oh my god.
Melted.
Brother.
That was insane.
That was a trip.
Good morning, Reno.
Hope you're enjoying your Thursday morning drive at your cup of coffee.
Sorry, I accidentally had the drums on 78 instead of 33. That's an old vinyl joke, man.
Some of my favorite songs I didn't know were supposed to be played at 78 for years.
Is that what happened to you?
This plays a lot.
I heard the radio one day and went, what the fuck? I did have a record player that played a little bit too slow, and then I go to other people's houses and be all, what the fuck? It sounds completely different.
Sounds like Mickey Mouse.
I think your record player's fucked up, dude. I think it's you.
Robert Smith's voice isn't that high.
I know. Who knows? Yeah, like,
crazy. So are all your songs instrumental, or do you guys sing, or...?
We don't have a singer yet, so for the moment, yeah, they are. So if anybody out there wants to try out, just hit us up.
How long have you been singerless? Because I remember a Facebook post sometime in the not too recent past, looking for auditions. Is that's still the same ongoing search here?
Yeah, fuck, we've been about 2 years without a singer.
Yeah. No shit.
Yeah, but we're not gonna.
Well, okay, you guys were playing shows without it. Just,
dude, if you've been 2 years without a singer, there might be something wrong with you. Or
maybe you just don't need one.
Why doesn't anybody? I mean, you guys seem like nice guys. Do you like? I mean, you don't smell or anything. Like, what are you
No, we're wrong? I guess we take it really seriously. So we want somebody who's dedicated to like getting in the van and going, man. It's
Eric
like, it
says
to be a problem,
he's a dick. That's what he told me before the show.
We have money guarantees. So they hate us. But no, we're actively looking for a singer and hope to find one. And thanks for having us, man. This is great. Cool. I'm a little bit nervous.
If somebody's interested, where's the easiest way for them to get a hold of you?
Oh, obviously the Reverb Face Space thing.
Any of those digital avenues.
Yeah. Put it into your Google pointer and then find it.
We have our own app on our iPhone, so just go.
What's your dad's email?
One of the band members promised me dick pics of one of the other band members before the
show.
Oh,
yeah. We got plenty of Mike starfishing on the couch. Legs spread, head down his pants.
He poops in the shower, too.
Sounds like regular Saturday night.
It's always hard. You got to mash it in the drain with your heel.
He says he uses the big toe. I don't know anything about it.
That's not my duke.
It's not his duke. It's somebody else's. He just brings it home.
Where else are you supposed to wipe your dick at?
It's a good souvenir from the road, man.
I'm gonna spin this around onto the actors here real quick. Just
actors.
A quick change of pace. Battle of the Band. What is this?
So the easiest way to describe it would be a concert with a storyline, I guess. It's like a cinematic play live concert.
Yeah.
So whenever the band is backstage, so it's a battle of the bands, but none of the bands show up except for one band. And
all chaos breaks loose.
Hilarity ensues.
So they convince the theater owner, you know, we can improv and just pull out of our ass. And
fuck it, we'll be
improv
all the bands.
Yeah,
the
so
bands.
They
go on pretending to be all the different bands, and it's all these ridiculous different genres of music. Like, we have a faux German pop band from Utah.
Geist.
Called
Kofel.
So are you guys playing music, or are you just doing the backstage
No,
parts?
No. When we had the casting process, actually, we had actual musicians come in and audition for the parts, and that was
okay.
A lot of the people who auditioned didn't have acting experience, you know, and we told them that's okay because with a film project you can do as many takes as it requires, you know, to get what you want out of them, and you can edit it to make them look good. You know, but that was one thing we really looked for, was the ability to play the songs, to have them live.
Yeah, all the music's live, and then when they go backstage to change as the other band,
screen drops,
drama
ensues,
and so it's like the audience is in on the storyline that we've
So like the host will come out like after the scene ends, and he'll come out and announce the band as if you're watching a battle.
It's a total comedy too. It's not,
you know,
a drama.
And it's ridiculous.
Right. It's not deep
comedy. A lot of cocaine, salmon. Yes.
Because when you need
something,
I mean, cocaine and salmon, the two great ingredients, and a foot fetish.
And foot fetish.
It's
going to
be airing in August at the GLM Theater in Reno.
So it's going to be airing in August.
Yeah.
You've already shot it? Or?
No, the script's written.
Shooting in May.
You're shooting in May. Okay, so you're going to put this together quick, like.
Oh, yeah. Well, I pitched the idea to them, and then they told us we can put it up in August. And it's like, well, okay, so shit.
We've been working on it.
Fast track
it. December.
So I wrote a script in under 30 days with Cameron. Me and him wrote the idea, and then
Does that mean that you're cooler that it sucks?
I mean, if it sucks, but I think it's cool. Is that
Okay. It's like it's our first project, really, like this. So if we suck, we suck, and we can just go from there.
Hey, aim low, you won't be disappointed.
Amen. Yeah.
No, but we have a lot of ambitions, and it's going to be a lot of work ahead of us.
Ooh. Don't we all?
And it's just going to be just like a lot of satire on the different kind of music that's out there. We got like a hipster band.
Oh yeah,
like total, just like plaid and beards and mustaches and
making fun of like
banjos and whistles,
coffee and.
So you creator parts, and by that I'm not speaking to Ryan here. You creator types, are you going to be in the show?
Fuck that cat.
Or are you taking a backstage role with us?
Initially, we both wrote it with ourselves in mind, but then we realized we kind of thought we'd want to sit out and really put our work on doing it. So Matt really was just going to take over and focus on photographer.
Yeah. I play guitar and I wanted to be the guitarist, but I'm also a photographer and I can't be on the screen and film at the same time.
Yeah, and I was going to initially do the same thing, except we couldn't find anybody. We couldn't find it.
We found great actors that couldn't sing, or people that could sing great but then couldn't pull the role off.
Yeah,
right. We needed both.
So we slightly reworked the script to where the singer was actually initially we had it to where it was the kind of the lead singer was kind of the leader of the band.
Yeah.
But this time we made it to where it was the guitar player that was the leader of the band because I know how to play all the songs, so I actually
am good. So Ryan's now the lead singer.
So yeah, so we made it to where Ryan is the lead singer.
His character was
they had to lower their standards to let me in.
No. His original was supposed to be guitarist, but now he switched it up for a different... Because he's so
his
talented.
His role was supposed to be the guitar player, but we remade it to where his role is the singer.
No, he's such a phenomenal singer. We need that great voice.
And now my question for Ryan, and not these other guys. How much coke and cash did they have to offer you to do this?
A
lot. Well, I buy a lot of coke on a normal basis.
So there's not really a whole lot of cash there.
Therefore, there's no cash, but...
And he does all the lines, so...
Yeah.
We could do half of it right now and half of it right now.
Honey, I told you not to talk about that deal with other people.
But, I snort all the time nowadays.
No.
Yeah, man. But no, because
sorry,
no, it's cocaine. No, but we brought Bill on here because I had to be in it now. We needed somebody who could do the outside perspective. You know, it's hard to do both at the same
Bill's
time.
Bill's directed a few plays here in town.
Yeah, sure.
Quite well.
We've seen Bill a lot.
Yeah. I do
Bill,
stuff.
Have we had you on the show before?
No.
Oh. Well, that's a shame.
I believe Cameron's the only one who's been on the show before, correct?
Yeah.
We had some broken
right before your band broke up.
Yeah, I know, right? Like 4 days before.
The very last recording was at the studio.
The WLP curse, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so
good luck, guys. You'll be fine.
Seriously.
That's only happened to us
10 times. What's the most recent? Oh, the Enucleators.
Right?
Yeah, they broke up immediately.
Yeah, they're our first band of the year.
We recorded an album, though.
Yeah.
So we have a great album.
It's been recorded for posterity.
You've got a lot of those.
Yeah, it's true.
In the freezer.
Got posterity.
Well, awesome. I think we're all going to very much be looking forward to this movie project. Where's the best place to find it on the interwebs?
Well, you're not going to be able to find it yet until June.
Well, information about it and you
why
know.
Are you here?
Do you have a page? Do you have an info page to let people know what's going on?
You might be able to look on the GLM site.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think they put a blurb about the movie project, and you can buy the tickets on Brown Paper.
You guys need to make your own Facebook thing.
Yeah, we're doing that.
Not like an event with a time, but a thing. Like a fan page.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Gotta have something, man.
We're gonna
tweet it out, man.
And, make the trailer tweets. First.
Well, so Reno, keep your eyes out for
the Battle of the Band.
Band of the Battles. Check that out at Macbeth Lookgood.
The Battle of
In your down mid Reno town.
Yes, show's going well.
Listexia.
Show well goes.
Can we get another song out of you guys?
Squeeze one out of
And them. Then we'll talk to you some more. Sure. I wanted to squeeze them in because I think there were some time constraints. Oh. But you guys are my favorite guests this week. just between us.
Yes, for real.
Rory divides everybody.
Don't let him know.
And then me and Rick conquer.
I think we're going to have a team quiz.
Yeah, well, and the band is way cuter than the actor people, so...
That's not lying.
The That's the only reason they let me in the band, man. I just wandered it off the screen.
And they're
one day
sitting back there in the room with you, Rick. I know. I like how you're bold.
It's really creepy. It's what it is. Like, have it, because they're all behind me. Like, I don't know what they're doing. Yeah,
usually
there.
You sit back in there by
Isn't
yourself,
that the way
right?
You like it,
or yeah, with Nate. Kind of.
Just don't get in the van, man. They may have candy and
he
puppies.
He has a beautiful back of his neck.
Yeah, mm. Well, and in my adulthood, I've actually become a top. So what do you do?
Whoa,
late in violence.
He doesn't get in fights anymore, so he takes it out on his partner.
Right. I break young men. So. So what song do you guys want to do?
Speaking of that.
They're all blushing,
you pick.
Rick.
You tell us. What song we do?
Everyone tune.
Oh, man. We don't tune. We're not one of those fancy tune-in right. singing bands.
Because I got me the... Oh, how about
tuning.
Some Brutal?
We got the Brutal.
Brutal! Oh, you ready for Brutal, you guys?
Yeah. Thank you.
There it is.
Call 911!
She only likes like death.
If you're gonna talk like that, you're gonna have to go to your room, young lady.
Where's the breakdown?
Mm. Damn,
we forgot it with our tight pants.
When's your next show?
May.
May 7th.
Have four shows. Yeah.
Will you actually have a drummer? Where is the drummer? What's the deal with that?
He's a busy guy.
I mean, is he elsewhere? Does he like live in China?
He lives in Sacramento. Yeah, he moved down to Sac.
The out of town drummer.
Yes, sir. Yes.
So he just goes, "Well, we're going to play a show.
And
we'll
you know
send
how
you my tracks."
We feel about people that live in Sacramento?
Not Sacramento.
Everybody goes to Sacramento.
So you got four dates in May. Like,
yeah we're
going to
play at
Whiskey
Dicks. Whiskey
Dicks.
May 7th.
Yeah. That's with Arsis and the Candy Vale.
Yeah, and then we'll be in Sacramento on some other May Day.
That'll be easier because that's where the drummer lives.
Yeah, we cater to the drummer, as all bands do, inevitably. So. Yeah.
The most stuff to carry.
Yeah, no, Jared's great. He actually has two other bands down there, so he lives down there, cool. Works down there. And it's really kind of convenient with the technology. It's not that big of a deal.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and that's a track of him, playing,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yep. That's fantastic.
That's how we practice.
It's a way to keep up timing. Shit.
Any shows in Reno coming up?
Actually, we may be playing a benefit show on the 23rd at Sparks Lounge,
yeah,
May 23rd.
Pistoleros.
Okay.
Yeah,
great lounge
music. Pistoleros.
Oh, Pistoleros?
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude,
good
the,
friends of
the Mexican in your band reminded me of the Mexican in their band.
So. Is it the beard?
They all look the same. I don't know. He wandered in off the street, so we kept him. He works hard.
He called himself that.
We pay him in tortillas.
I was sweeping the streets. They gave me a guitar, and I just started sweeping that.
Sweep with your fingers. I'm going to say it's time to jump right in.
Oh, you think
so?
Are we sure we shouldn't hit the sponsor?
Oh,
we should absolutely
sponsor.
Good call.
We have a sponsor? Nick, why didn't you tell me about that?
I know. And why don't we have Spike tell us about it?
I'll tell you what, if you need skip tracing, if you need a stakeout, if you need same-day service to anywhere in Churchill, Lyon, Washoe, or any county in Nevada, Reno Carson Messenger has your back, and they're going to get it there same day. Call Jono, call Stephanie, call Phil. They'll get it for you. It's 322-2424, Reno Carson Messenger Service.
RenoCarson.com.
Fucking A. Phil's my favorite.
Nice.
So now, do you want the music now, Rory?
Yeah, give me the music.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dicks and titties.
Whoa.
Diseases and germs.
Dicks and titties. I haven't ever heard that one.
Yeah, well, trying new things out. Live dangerously, Nick.
There's no titties here. It's all dicks.
Take and risk.
How do these things come to
out
the
vernacular? Out there in our listening audience, Rick, use your fucking... Why do I even show up?
Sorry.
Why do we? Are you going to let me drive now?
Yeah. Do it.
Thank
do
you
it,
guys.
Do it.
Thank
dicks
you.
And titties.
It is time for the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask our guests a series of awkward, embarrassing, sometimes ridiculous questions, and then judge them at my own whim,
silently.
And I will score you randomly. Are you ready to play?
See.
Why yes. not? All right. We're going to start here in the band, Mike. Mike, I'm just going to start with a big one, Rick's favorite question.
Let me have pants open, okay.
Where, how, and when did you lose your virginity? How old were you? What were the circumstances?
Oh, wow, this is,
Does
you
your mom
you going to play guitar.
Does your mom listen to everything you do?
It's actually,
he's still waiting.
I lost it in my uncle's van.
Was it to your uncle?
You want to clarify? Yeah.
Chester the molester.
Maybe this isn't a good question, Mario.
14. And, somehow we lured some, girls into a van.
But you and your uncle?
Statute of limitations have run out, so we can talk about
not
it.
Not my uncle. I used to go in his van and smoke weed. So.
That was a spot.
And I guess molest high school girls too. But yeah,
they were molesting
you
at the same time, so it's okay.
Well, yeah, I mean they're the same age.
He's a lady killer. Look at him.
He's got a face for radio.
I don't know,
Chris. Same question to you, brother.
It was actually my parents' RV.
Yeah,
I took my girlfriend back home before one of the football games. We had Ben. That day, and then I was like, oh, mom's at home. Let's find a place. And of course, the RV was open, and how romantic more than the bed in the RV.
The RV's rocking.
Dude, I show back to school with the biggest grin. My friend's like, what you do? I'm like, oh, nothing, man.
Yeah.
Word got around quick.
Eric, yourself.
Yeah, September 7th, 1987, 1:23 p.m.
Wow.
So no worries there, bro.
Wow. In the early afternoon.
First day of
huh?
sophomore year at Reed High School. And
was there condoms back then?
Man, bang my. We used the.
They had sheep's bladders.
We both worked at Wendy's, so I just used the wrapper and a rubber
band. I have done that.
Just like a Reed kid.
Yeah. Gee, Sparks, 1987. Forget
classy
about
move.
It.
All right, let's move into where the real perverts are. Cameron.
I was 13. It was on June 6th. It was on the last day of school, sixth grade, and I was in my brother's closet.
on a
weird folded in half mattress.
And what was his name? And what's your brother's name?
No, dude. He's way younger than me, man.
You're just digging that hole deep.
I know. I really am, dude. Yeah, no, I was 13 with my girlfriend. Yeah.
Rosie.
Her middle name was Rosie, actually. Yeah, dude, but it was in my brother's closet.
First name right, last what? Name hand.
Yeah. Matt, same question to you, sir.
All right.
Oh, still waiting for that glorious day?
Yeah. Do you know anybody?
Well, Rick's got his pants down.
After the show.
Yeah, no, I was a bit of a late bloomer. I was on this earth 20 years before I lost my virginity.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
Where were you?
But, it was in actually my this girl I'd met and became friends with.
Well, of course, it was in the girl. But where were you?
I was gonna say it was in her apartment. She was same age as me, very responsible. And it was very boring. It was on her bed.
She took you home and so, deflowered you.
Did you wait all that time and then it was boring?
No, it wasn't boring. I invited myself over for her to teach me decoupage because I didn't know what that was.
I don't know what that is either. Will you show me decoupage?
No, hey, no, that's it. Do you want to come over and look at my etchings? No, that's a good in. Yeah. That's a good in, man. Like, way to delve for that.
Well, I was like, what are you doing? She's like, why decoupage? And it's like, you take magazine clippings and you put it on a canvas and make posters and stuff out of it. I was like, well, can you teach me? Like, show me. She's like, yeah, just come on over. And then
there you go. Hey, way to take the green light.
It was just a reason for me to get over there and hang out with her.
Yeah.
And
way to take the green light, son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was about time, I think.
So. All right, Bill. Can you remember that far back?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It was in Winnemucca though, so it involved a bale of hay behind a double wide.
Oh, that is so hot, dude.
Yeah, I think he was an Eagle Scout.
Dude,
did he know his knots?
Yes, he did.
He's a naughty boy.
Wow. I wish you had run there, man.
Rick is speechless. Excellent. Yeah. That's Ryan. A straight 100 points extra just for that. Ryan,
hey, late bloomer as well. Happened when I was 20. Is it Labor Day that's in September? Labor Day is the holiday in September.
I always mix them up. I don't know.
It was Labor Day 2005. I was out at Denny's with a friend, and then there was another friend who was there who had a friend from out of town. And it was the friend from out of town that was feeling like hanging out. And so they had to go return some dead fish to Walmart because apparently they have a policy where if your fish die within a certain amount of time, they can return the fish. And so they asked if we want to join them.
So did you
to
do
go
it at
return
Walmart?
The fish? No.
Hold on, you guys. Hold on. It's getting good.
No, they asked if they wanted to come with them to return the dead fish. And so we followed them around and then they ended up coming
sorry,
back
can you
to the
speak
apartment.
Up?
God damn it.
It's not that boring. I'm totally into this.
Okay, so the dick he's fish. Like, he's got his dick in his hand right now. He's ready for it.
For real.
It's just like this no, porno so bas- I saw one basically, time. I knew her like 4 hours and then she fucked me in my friend's bedroom, but he set it up with candles and put fresh sheets on the bed like a real bro. So.
Oh, wow.
Here you go, that's bro. A hell of a wingman.
And did you ever find out about the video that he made?
No, but I did find out that she was engaged, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, good. Awesome for you.
I know, yeah.
Can I go,
all right. All wow. Right, right. That was an awesome round. Awesome round.
It's a lot of build up.
I'd say I would give you a better score, Ryan, but that just took way too fucking long to get to the point.
I know the rules now. I'm sorry. You like I'm it not, quick. I apologize.
I like the dead fish part, but I'm not scoring you.
Sexual
two pump chump, man.
To Brutus. Let's see. Question number two. Trapped in a crashing spaceship. There's only one life pod. You're the pilot. There's only one seat left besides you. Your lover, your brother, or your mother. Who do you save? Mike.
Fuck him.
Going by himself. Yeah. Right solo. All room. Right. Chris? Lover, mother, or brother? Who do you save?
Go with lover. Brother's an asshole. Mother's getting old.
Eric?
Lars Ulrich, of course. his past contributions to music.
And the music industry. Cameron?
Mother. Yeah.
Why did that creep me out more than usual?
Yeah, that was a little creepy.
Yeah,
Matt?
I'll have to go with the lover. I have a brother. He's great, but sometimes...
Crashing spaceship, pussy.
Yeah. Well, she was my current girlfriend. I was born and raised in Paris.
Ooh la la.
She's pretty awesome. She's very supportive, and she completes me, if you know what I mean.
Like a trophy.
I just completed.
Yeah. Bill, lover, brother, or mother, crashing spaceship.
I'm going to say I need that room for the peyote and beer, so none of the above.
And Ryan.
Lover. My brother's a resourceful guy. He'll find his way out. My mom, she's lived a long life.
We wish you the best. Let's see. Oh, where are my new questions?
Buddy movie.
Oh, yeah.
Road movie.
You're on a road trip movie. We're going to start backwards order here. Ryan.
Yeah.
You're in a road trip movie across the whole country. Who do you take with you? All of history.
I say Abraham Lincoln and Kevin Smith. They get up some great conversations.
One. You're in a roadster.
Kevin or
Abe? This one? Kevin Smith. I can listen to him talk about anything all day.
Okay. Bill. Your own personal buddy movie. Who's with you?
I'm going to say by myself still.
I don't like anyone that much. Doll.
Just so I can get in the carpool lane.
Matt.
I'd say Nikola Tesla, because he has probably have cool things to say, but it'd be super awkward the whole time because he has Down syndrome. As <it is>. Yeah, he's very socially awkward, but has a lot of...
Like yourself. Okay, yeah. Cameron.
Exactly.
I'm going to have to say probably Mitch Hedberg.
Ooh, nice.
Dude, it'd be so much fun to hang out with.
His delivery would get old like the second day.
Well, no, when you're hanging out in a car with him, he speaks a lot more like this. Hi, how are you? Oh, hey, let's stop over at that road thing and get some Pringles, you know.
I hate turkey.
That's funny.
Moving along. Eric.
I'm going to say Lars Ulrich. Or Chris's mom.
All Lars all the time. Or Chris's mom.
Also an acceptable companion.
Okay. Oh, pick one. Lars or Chris's mom?
Lars Ulrich.
Okay. Chris.
I would go with Jim Jeffries, probably.
Nice.
Yeah. Good booze-filled cokers. Yeah, good trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Lars Ulrich.
I think that the best
it's a no-lose ever. Answer because you still get the pussy and he pays for everything.
So. Nice.
That's such a good point.
Good round.
All right. Nick, should we dump over for the rapid fire?
Sure. We got a lot of dudes in here. Let's get to some rapid
fire. Oh, can we just get
fire.
First album first?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
That's a great one.
We're going to start with the actors. Ryan, what was the first album you ever bought?
The first album I ever bought was the soundtrack to Men in Black back in 1997.
Give him a couple extra points for that.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
You get a check mark for that.
Oh, thank you.
Let's see. Bill, first album.
Well, you have to remember it was Winnemucca and we were 10 years behind everyone.
Sure.
So it was Europe's Final Countdown.
Yeah! No
strong,
shame in
strong.
That.
Everybody in the whole house just went.
I know, I was just thinking.
That was in my first 10, so no shame there. Matt.
It was Disturbed, 1,000 Fists. I downloaded a lot. Yeah, 10,000 Fists, yeah. I downloaded a lot of shit. And I stopped doing that. I started buying CDs. That was the first one I bought.
Oh. Gotcha. Okay. So. Cameron.
All right, here it goes. Backstreet Boys Millennium.
That's a good one. Okay.
You get a negative check.
Whatever, dude. I'm honest about it, at least.
Dirty cocksucker.
Riku.
Hellbilly Deluxe was the next one.
I dated a guy who had that album. So, yeah.
He also was obsessed with Madonna.
I was
Eric.
A
different guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was the soundtrack to the movie Grease.
Yeah.
Which I saw.
No, that also gets a faggot.
Faggot.
Chris.
It's actually a Limp Bizkit album. Chocolate Starfish.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Do you Mike, like it in your face?
Save the episode.
Wow. The first album I actually think I bought was a cassette from Recycled Records.
All right, that's awesome.
Called Nasty Savage. I don't think anybody's heard of that band.
You just saved
really
the show. You saved this round of questions.
Nasty Savage. Yeah. Google it, Rick.
Let's see. And all right, and what was the first rock show you ever went to?
I think it was Jackal and the Damn Yankees when I was like 5 years old.
Wow. Yeah. I remember those tours. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty obnoxious.
Chris.
First show I went to was actually a local show. Dorcia was playing, actually.
Oh, Dorcia, they're good, right?
I mean, yeah.
Like,
I remember that.
Super
band.
Technical.
It was actually a bar from American Psycho.
Oh, that's called Dorcia, yeah.
Yeah, you can't get reservations there.
I'm actually very proud to say it was Duran Duran Arena Lawler Event Center.
Wow.
Oh, motherfuckers.
Dude,
I got that shit
so
on cassette.
Rad.
I got that. I found a dude in Germany who taped it, and I have
Jared's
it.
Awesome.
That was the day I decided I wanted to
play metal.
Women. I saw fucking girls in my life.
God.
And Lars came later.
Dude, that is so rad.
Yeah, it was a great show.
No,
Cameron.
You just broke the game.
CKY at the New Oasis when I was 11.
Wow, I think I was at that show, dude.
Yeah, dude.
That was recent.
Was
it?
No, I was 11. That was 13 years ago.
Not that.
And that's recent to us, Cameron.
Yeah, it would be.
That's
true.
Matt, your first show.
It was Sublime with the Knit a few years back. Not the original singer, but the new one.
Sublime with Rom?
Yeah. I was at the Knit. Was it 2009, 2010? It was fucking great. And then I remember my friend rolled a joint. We tried to pass it to each other, but it was so packed we had to hand it over people's heads.
Announced that
the third the third round, somebody just reached in and snatched it and then went through the whole crowd.
And then it was gone.
Yeah. It was, at that point, it was like awesome. That was cool.
Killer.
It's
Bill.
Weird that people at a Sublime show would smoke weed.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, shocker.
Didn't make any sense.
Bill.
The first show I went to willingly was Queensryche. But when I was
awesome.
Five, my parents took me to Don Ho.
Yeah!
Oh, that's way better, dude.
Yeah.
Don
Ho,
that's way
that's
better.
A winning answer right there.
Don Ho just kind of didn't beat him up, but it slapped around a little bit.
And Ryan. Forced to go to a lot of country shows when I was younger because they'd come play the county fairs in town. But the first show I paid money for was when I moved to Reno. I saw Big Bad Voodoo Daddy at the Silver Legacy.
Not bad.
I totally respect that.
Not a bad choice. All right, Nick, now it is thrown over to you for rapid fires.
All right, let's go around the room. We got Michael.
Rapid fire. This means answer fast.
Okay.
Right, rapid fire. Elvis or Beatles?
Elvis?
Elvis or Beatles, Chris? Eric?
Ringo Starr solo project.
Ryan, Elvis or Beatles?
Elvis.
Bill?
Beatles.
Matt?
Beatles.
Cameron?
Elvis.
Ugh.
All right.
It's like a 50-50 show. That's right.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Ooh.
Michael.
Star Wars.
Chris.
Star Wars.
Eric.
Star Trek, Shatner, pre-Rocket Man.
Cameron.
Star Trek.
Matt.
Star Wars.
Bill.
The new Star Trek.
Ryan.
Star Wars.
Nerd.
Oh, wait, circumcised or not?
Michael.
Circumcised.
Like us or what we
Chris.
Prefer?
Chris.
Circumcised.
Eric.
Catholic.
Cameron.
Circumcised.
Matt.
Of course.
Bill.
I'm
but of course.
Still wondering if it's what we prefer or what we are.
Let's go with what you are.
Circumcised.
Ryan. What do you prefer?
Circumcised.
Now, well, isn't it obvious? Every gay man, whatever I don't have is what I want. Everyone I've ever met. So that means there's no extra skin in the whole house?
Did Ryan answer?
Yeah, I'm circumcised. I am.
Okay.
Oh, thank God.
No sea slugs.
Of course.
Now we can talk about that.
All right.
Let's see. Weed or beer? Michael?
Weed.
Chris?
Weed.
Eric?
Weed, for sure.
Cameron?
Weed.
Matt?
I'm actually going to have to go with weed.
Bill?
Beer?
Ryan?
Weed.
One beer guy yeah. The whole group.
Let's
beat him
beer.
Up.
I love this.
You can try.
All right, let's go backwards. Ryan, AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
Bill?
AIDS.
Matt?
Can I say both?
Yes. Cameron?
Cancer.
Eric?
Oh, suicide, man.
Chris?
I'll Cancer.
And Michael.
Magic Johnson. He's still alive.
All right.
It's amazing what money can do for a disease.
That's the cure for AIDS.
Let's go with Ryan again. Ryan, gingers or homos?
I'm dating a ginger all the way.
Okay, Bill?
Both? You're saying it wrong. Gay or ginger?
Gay
Would
or
you
ginger?
Rather be gay or have red hair?
Gay, yes.
Matt?
Ginger.
Cameron?
Be gay or have red hair?
Be gay?
Don't answer questions.
All right, Eric?
I would suck so much dick before I had red
hair. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Eric.
Chris?
Say ginger.
And Michael.
Yeah, I'm going to go ginger, too.
Good.
But gingers do it. Have no
Very
soul.
Good.
Oh, Zombo doesn't think so.
No, he totally doesn't think so.
Gingers do, too, have soul.
All right, let's wrap it up with the classic... What's a good one? Oh, Nickelback or herpes? Michael?
Herpes, for sure, man.
Chris? Eric.
Facial herpes.
Cameron.
Nice to specify.
I've been Nickelbacked before, so I'm going to choose Nickelback, I guess.
All right. Matt?
That is an acceptable answer.
All right. Bill?
Herpes.
And Ryan?
Nickelback. The State's Not a Terrible Album.
Oh. All right. We have a Nickelback fan. I always like it when somebody doesn't jump on the hate train. Although I would say herpes, too. Yeah. All right, score them up, Roy Dowd.
Wow, this was a heated battle. It was fucking a horse race, back and forth, back and forth. But I'm going to have to say, except for Eric and Bill, the rest of you are losers. And Bill just barely edges Eric out by a check mark at 10 points.
Someone about the hay bale.
It was a very, yeah, wow. The hay bale and the Don Ho.
It was Don Ho, man.
Yeah.
Don Ho is a slayer.
Okay, everybody but Bill has to blow me after the show.
Oh. Surprise! Oh, my goodness. Is it me or is it getting warm in here? Let's have a song.
Yeah,
we got one more that I can fuck up.
Let's enslave the creation.
Yeah, thank you guys.
How long have you guys been playing?
Music or together?
Or together.
The three of us have been about 5 years now.
That's a good run for a Reno band, seriously. Yeah.
And pretty much all of you started when you were babies, right? Because Jesus Christ, your hands.
I'm 196, so.
Whoa.
Dog years.
9 years playing.
Dog years. Mike and I played for 15 years together, actually, and then Chris came on about 5 years ago, and it's been solid, and we're just getting started. We feel better than ever and headed in positive directions. And
it's fucking tight, man.
And looking for a singer. So if you got some words and a voice,
Get
these
and
boys
20% of the van payment, come on over. Come on over.
Welcome to the band. Have some
It's
debt.
Almost paid off. Yeah.
Jeez, but motherfucker, you got to sing to this shit. You ready for this?
song was terrible.
Hey, Zombo. Shut up, Zombo.
What are these
nice people?
How dare you?
Shut up!
That's right. Hey, thank you guys. That's
just rad, killer. You guys.
Killer.
Makes me just want to throw my guitar away. Watching your fingers.
I know. I'm never going to move that fast.
You both are in the right genre.
Can't do it. It's
lots
amazing.
Of diggity dance and squintly diddly.
Heroin.
It's a beautiful thing. Sounds like fucking speed.
One Nirvana, man.
What's wrong with meth?
Honey, we've told you this before.
No, not even once, Riku.
Don't mess it up.
It costs a lot of money.
Not even a spoon?
I got a light bulb. Oh, they make those squiggly light bulbs, though. That doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work so good. No,
gross.
Yeah. Sorry.
Let's recap. Get the fuck out of here.
Wow, here's a little trip down Rick's past.
I've had some crazy times. That white set
anyway,
just wipes
out. Hey, look what I see. Right over there in the distance, it's the end of the show.
Really?
Coming right
yeah.
up.
I didn't think with all these fucking
so
people.
So I wanted
something.
To once again thank our musical guest this week, Enslave the Creation. Please check them out on Facebook, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, or any. Find them.
I think they're on my dick, too.
Yeah.
MyDick.com.
Yeah. Chewy gets all of his favorite band names tattooed on his dick, so. Think of it as a mark of esteem.
I don't like it when girls pee on me.
Please be on the lookout for Battle of the Band coming at you soon this summer at Good Luck Macbeth Theaters, because they're showing a movie.
Yeah, because by then they're going to be expanding and they're going to have many places all over.
They're
going to
show it on two walls at the same time in one room. and please don't forget to check out our fine sponsor, Reno Tahoe Messenger at Reno Tahoe.
No, it's Reno Carson Messenger.
Reno Carson Messenger. Damn it.
RenoCarson.com.
And Reno Tahoe Computer Fix. No.
Reno Computer Fix.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Hi, Justin. Hi, Ian. We haven't talked to you guys in a while.
We love you guys.
They didn't even realize we were still running ads for them.
Aw.
So.
Reno Computer Fix.
Thank you, Riku.
Thanks, Riku. Any rate, for Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick. Oh, wait. You had more?
Oh, no. Go ahead.
No, what did you want to say?
Rick, do you have anything this weekend?
No, I'm taking the fucking weekend off, so I'm going to go to Virginia City on Saturday. So if you want to meet me, see me there.
All right.
I'll have a meet and greet at the Catholic Church of Mass. Woo!
You can probably find him in antique shops and candy shops.
That one weird listener is going to show up.
Yeah.
Dude.
The guy with the one eyebrow. Yeah.
And you know how many shows coming up, right?
Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah, we're in rehearsal mode right now. Yeah. Anyway. Check, your local listings for the shows this weekend.
Open mic every week. Please come check us out.
Yeah. Jub Jub's Drunken Monkeys baseball starting.
Last week was Britt Straw. Next week is either Nick or me, I think. So show up. It'll be a good time.
Yeah. Go Aces.
Yep.
All right.
All right. Four. Nick Ramirez, Dogwater, Dick, Chewy, Jamie, and the entire engineering staff. I am the Reverend Rory Dow telling you all that life is short and I love you. So good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.